Next up, 683, please.
Accept a grant in the amount of $2,877,000 from Oregon Department of Transportation for Flanders Crossing Active Transportation Bridge.
Very good. Thank you for your patience. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This has been a long time coming. We have before us the opportunity to complete an important active transportation vision directly connecting Northwest Portland with the Central City along Northwest Flanders Street across the 405 freeway. This project has been on the books and so in our active transportation plan for over two decades, and it's a true pleasure to be a member of the council that will finally make it a reality. Here to tell us more about it is transportation planner Zeph Wagner. If you walk us through the project.
Appreciate it. My name is Zeph Wagner. I'm a planner at the Portland Bureau of Transportation. And I've been involved in developing and trying to get funding for this project for several years, so I'm just delighted to be here as we present you with an ordinance to accept the IGA with ODOT so we can get started on design and construction. So I just wanted to do a short presentation running through the project. I know we have some new faces since the last time we came to City Council with this project, with the grant application. Like I said, this is an IGA with ODOT for construction of a new pedestrian and bicycle-only bridge across I-405, connecting Flanders Street across the freeway. The IGA provides $2.9 million in Connect Oregon funds for the project, and then transportation system development charges would be funding the remainder of approximately $6 million project. The need for this project has been in plans for a long time. The crossings at Everett and Gleason are very challenging. There's on-ramps, off-ramps, same at Burnside and Cooch. There's missing sidewalks. Very challenging for pedestrians. The bike connections are not really all ages and abilities friendly. There's very busy traffic. And really, I-405 has divided the neighborhoods ever since it was built. This trench cut through and it's arguably at its worst north of Burnside because of all those ramps. So this project would be building a new pedestrian and bicycle only bridge, and we've started a tradition in Portland of doing this. We built a car-free bridge across the Tilcombe Crossing across the Willamette, and this is similarly a car-free bridge across sort of a concrete river. The project would build a bridge and also signalized crossings at 16th and 14th to create a really all ages and abilities friendly bike and pedestrian route.
Could I ask you a sort of silly question while I've got the schematic up there? It appears that the bridge crosses in the middle of the street and on Flanders. Mm-hmm. So it's offset to the crosswalks. Is that intentional?
Yeah, we would be building transition points. We felt like a 60-foot wide bridge would be just too expensive. I'll go through. I'll show a cross-section of what it would look like.
Good enough.
But we could have some transition points. Notably, we would also build this to be seismically safe, to be a lifeline route in case of an earthquake. So it'd be built to be able to handle emergency vehicles. So we went through an alternatives analysis at PBOT, looked at a lot of different criteria, trying to balance making a bridge that could be future-proof, serve the demand that grows in the future, but also be cost-effective. And so we looked at everything from sort of a 12-foot wide bridge to a 60-foot wide bridge. We settled on this as our preferred concept, a 24-foot wide truss bridge with separation between bikes and pedestrians, because that's something that's come up a lot, is needing that adequate separation. It's also wide enough, like I said, that an emergency vehicle could drive down the center if it had to. And this is obviously subject to change based on the design engineering process. We'll be doing public outreach and letting the public inform the design of the bridge. And I want to put this in context. This is just a piece of a long-planned neighborhood greenway route that would connect all the way from 24th Avenue to the Steel Bridge with crossings at major streets, sort of traffic calming, to provide a really nice, calm alternative for people walking and biking. And it's connecting an area of major growth to our biggest job center. There's high concentrations of affordable housing in these areas. And we've also invested a huge amount in bike town stations in the Northwest and the Central City. And so we want to make it, what we've heard is that people don't have enough comfortable and safe routes to get between there. Just wanted to highlight the huge public support that we got for this project during the grant application process. This is showing the logos of various neighborhood associations, business associations, Legacy Medical Center, private employers, these kinds of things. And we just got a huge outpouring of support. People are very excited about this project. And I just wanted to leave you with this. This just came in my inbox a couple days ago. It was a Petalpalooza ride. And I think it's just indicative of the excitement about this project. I think this is the project I hear most about from people. The people are always asking me, when's it going to happen? I've heard about this. Please build it. And so people are very excited about this. And so we'd love to get the ball rolling.
And are we building a new bridge or are we reusing a bridge?
This is a brand new bridge. Okay. Yeah, you may recall about 10 years ago there was...
Where's the Savia Island Bridge?
Yeah, there was that's been fully recycled at this point. I'm not sure where the pieces went, but there was that attempt. We gave it some time, waited, for things to cool down, and then we looked at it again and decided the need is still there, and it's actually a lot more cost-effective to just build a new bridge.
Definitely.
So.
Okay. Good. Colleagues, any questions before we call for public testimony? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
How long has this been in the den? Has this been on the drawing board?
20 years, I think.
Yeah, it was in the Central City, the previous Central City plan before the one that we're looking at now. It's been in the transportation system plan since, I think, 2002. It was in the bicycle plan for 2030. So it's really been long recognized as a need.
Well, fantastic. Well, Commissioner Saltzman's had PBOT for about 4 months and got it done. Not surprised. No. Congratulations to everybody who had a hand in this. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, it is good to see this finally coming to fruition, and it will be a great improvement for pedestrians and bicyclists in our city. Aye.
You, Daly.
Almost makes me wish I still lived in Northwest Portland because all of those crossings over the freeway are pretty nasty for pedestrians and cyclists. I do hope that we can bring the same kind of innovation and resources to neighborhoods outside of the central city. Aye.
Wheeler.
Looks good. Aye. Thank you. Yep. The ordinance is adopted. So.